We have our scripture reading for today.
我哋今日嘅经文系喺旧约嘅士师记，系第八章第22到第35节。
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Judges, chapter 8, verses 22 to 35.
我先用广东话，启英嘅方式读，然后英文嚟读。
We'll first read this responsively in Cantonese and then in English.
以色列人对基甸说：你既救我们出离米甸人的手，愿你和你的儿孙管理我们。基甸又对他们说：有我有一件事求你们，请你们各人将咗绝的耳环给我。原来仇敌是以实玛利人，都是戴金耳环的。
他们说：
我们情愿给你，就剥开一件外衣，各人将咗绝的耳环腰在其上。基甸所要出来的金耳环，同1700谢克勒金子。此外有米甸和所戴的月环以对以序和所穿的紫色衣袍，并骆驼顶上的金链子，制造了一个以弗德，设立在本境俄弗拉。后来以色列人拜那以弗德行了邪淫，这就作了基甸和他全家的网络。这样米甸人被以色列人制服了，不敢再抬头。基甸还在的日子，国中太平40年。现在成家了。基甸有70个亲生的儿子，因为他有许多的妻。他的子孙也给他生了一个儿子，基甸给他名叫阿比米勒。亚斯的儿子基甸，他年纪老貌而死，老貌而死，躺葬在阿比以谢族的俄弗拉，在他父亲的约亚斯的坟墓里。
基甸死后，以色列人就去随从以巴力行邪淫。
以色列人不纪念耶和华他们的神，就是拯救他们出离这位仇敌之手的，也不照着耶路巴力，就是基甸向他们所施的恩惠，厚待他的家。
Then the Israelites said to Gideon, Be our ruler, you and your son and your grandson will be our rulers, for you have rescued us from Midian.
Gideon replied, I will not rule over you, nor over your son, the Lord will rule over you.
However, I do have one request, that each of you give me an earring from the plunder you collected from your fallen enemies, the enemies being Ishmaelites, all wore gold earrings. The weight of the gold earrings was 43 pounds, not including the royal ornaments and pendants, the purple clothing worn by the kings of Midian, or the chains around the necks of the camels.
Midian made a sacred ephod from gold and put it in
Ophrah, his hometown. But soon Israelites prostituted themselves by worshiping and became entrapped in Midian and his family. That is the story of how the people of Israel defeated Midian, which never recovered. Throughout the rest of Gideon's lifetime, about 40 years, there was peace in the land.
Gideon's son was returned home.
He had 70 sons born to him, for he had many wives. He also had a concubine in Shechem, who gave birth to a son, whom he named Abimelech. Gideon died when he was very old, and he was buried in the grave of his father, Joash, at Ophrah in the land of the clan of Abiezer.
And when Gideon died, the Israelites prostrated themselves and worshipping the image of Baal, making vows to the Lord their God.
They forgot the Lord their God, who had rescued them from all the enemies surrounding them, nor did they show any loyalty to the family of Jeroboam, that is Gideon, despite all the good he had done for Israel. May God bless the reader and hearer of his word.
呢个时候，细佬哥可以落去下边做崇拜。
The children may now be dismissed for children worship.
今日平牧师所讲嘅信息嘅题目系基甸故事的完结。
Reverend Wilson Chang's message today is the end of Gideon's story.
、book of Judges that we've been looking at over the last several months, in many respects, is a dialogue.About a relationship.
我哋过去几个月睇呢个士师记，其实系一个关于一个关系嘅一个对话。
And if you're familiar with the book, it's the relationship between God and the nation of Israel.
呢个关系就系神同埋以色列国呢个关系。
A loving heavenly Father pledges himself irrevocably, permanently to the descendants of Abraham.
这个没有慈爱的神，他就向自己去立一个约，去同这个亚伯拉罕的后裔去立这个约。
We're told in that covenant or agreement that a holy God who demands allegiance and submission of his people must tolerate his people's rebellion and sin.
这个约就是促使这个圣洁的神，他要求他的子民向他去委身，向他顺服，但这个神也都要去忍受他们不断的犯罪，不断的叛逆。
The author of Judges uses strong language. The Israelites prostituted themselves to other gods.
这个士师记的作者用一个很强烈的词语，就是说以色列人他们向其他神归服，其他神就好像行淫一样。
That's an analogy of our sin and rebellion againstGod himself.
就好像我们向神犯罪，向神叛逆的一样。
And so how can God do this? On the one hand, he pledges himself irrevocably to his people, yet he tolerates their rebellious behavior.
咁这个神怎么可以这样 一方面是将自己和这班人去立约，另一方面他们要忍受这班人不断的犯罪，得罪他。
Well, if you've been with us over the last several months,We've been looking at judge after judge after judge. Judges are military leaders, deliverers, saviors, if you will, of the nation of Israel.
我们以往一路看到他的士师一个又一个的士师，他们都好像军事的带领者，不断地去拯救着这些以色列人一次又一次。
And if you've been with us the last couple of months, you've seen the judges are deeply flawed individuals.
其实事实上你都看到这些士师其实都是满有着瑕疵的一些人。
They've been chosen by God to deliver a nation, Israel, who is also deeply flawed.
他们被神去拣选去拯救这个以色列族的人，但这些以色列人都是满有瑕疵的。
And we learn again and again in the storyline of Judges that God is long-suffering and compassionate.
但我们都看到在士师记里面看到这个神他是满有的慈爱满有怜悯。
I mentioned this in my Sunday school class today. It's very informative. It's very helpful for us to look at this historical narrative, to look at the flaws of these people, to see our flaws too.
在今天的主后我都提到，就是说我们去看这士师记的时候，看到当中以色列人的不对的时候，都看到我们自己里面我们有瑕疵，我们有不对的。
And the reason for that is this. The formula for authentic Christian living that honors, that brings glory to God, surrounds God's grace, God's love for rebellious people like us.
因为有一个真正基督徒的生命就是怎样呢？就是我们要不断一个真正基督徒的生命可以去荣耀神的生命，就是要被神的恩典去环绕着。
Gideon's story, if you're not familiar with the book of Judges, is from chapter 6 through end of 9.
Gideon 的故事在士师记里面是第六章至第九章的结尾。
And we saw in December, in the beginning of Gideon's story, that Gideon is a farmer.
在开始的时候我们看到 Gideon 是一个农夫。
And he's slow.In recognizing, in responding to God's call to him, to lead Israel, to be the deliverer.
对于神呼召他要去拯救以色列人，这个呼召他回应得很慢。
And by way of summary, we saw that God miraculously answers Gideon's request for three miracles. Three miracles. Remember the fleece incident? God answers and says, okay, Gideon, you want me to answer your doubt? I'll respond to these three miracles.
甚至乎神也都去答应基甸的要求，去做三个神迹出来，以致他可以去清除他的疑虑。
But even after the miracles, Gideon kind of fudges. He's not exactly the courageous type.
但是 就算有神行了这个神迹出来，但是他依然是很惧怕。
And as we saw, he does tear down the idols, the Baal altar, and the Asherah pole, but does it at night, you know, when nobody's around, so he's kind of fudging on his courage.
我们看到基甸他最后都有将那些神像、将那些柱像去砍下来，但是他几时做呢？他是夜晚当没人看到的时候，我们看到他有恐惧在里面。
You see, mighty Gideon, again, it's not like the Sunday school story, you know, who only picks and chooses parts of the Bible to present to children. Gideon is deeply flawed.
我们看到基甸里面有很大的瑕疵。
He's still every bit a skeptic, a coward.
他依然是一个怀疑的人，一个懦弱的人。
And now here in chapter 8, our text this morning, Gideon succumbs to false worship. Wow.
跟着第八章的时候，我们看到甚至乎基甸是进行一些假的敬拜。
The mighty deliverer, Gideon, he leads the nation of Israel astray.
一个拯救以色列的大能的勇士，他将以色列人带离开神。
Didn't Gideon remember, just in recent memory, that God said reduce the number of troops, soldiers, to 300? And then didn't Gideon miraculously lead Israel to victory with 300 men against a huge army of the enemy?
难道基甸已经忘记了神将他军队的数目减到300，就是凭这300人去打败了敌人庞大的军队吗？
Aren't you amazed, Gideon? He kind of forgets pretty quickly.
但他很快就忘记了这件事。
In fact, we see his forgetfulness when he calls up the reserves, the 32,000 of the Israelites in the mountains as reinforcements, right? You know, when 300 are there and they're victorious, right? They're winning the battle. But he says, I'll fudge a little bit. I'll call the 32,000 out of the hills to come too.
但我们又看到后面呢，他将那32,000神没拣选他们的那32,000的士兵，他都叫埋下来跟他一起打仗。
And what's the result? Quarreling, bickering amongst the tribes of Israel.
结果是怎样呢？就是在以色列的族与族之间，他们又开始有争竞，有拗叫。
And the downward spiral continues.
跟着一路走下坡了。
Gideon pursues what? A personal vendetta against people who didn't help him.
跟着基甸就怎样呢？他要去个人的要去报仇，因为有些人以前没帮过他，他要报仇。
Again, we touched on this in Sunday school. Gideon 8, verse 15. Again, you know, because of time, we can't read it. But verse 15 tells us that the leaders in Succoth and Peniel, they taunt Gideon.
咁我哋睇第八章第十五節嘅時候，我哋睇到嗰兩族嘅嘅領袖咧，佢冇幫基甸。
They basically said in a nutshell, in effect, Gideon, you've been lucky. We're not going to back you. You know, the Midianites are going to come back. You've been lucky in the victory.
佢哋就好似話基甸啊，你到而家你都係好彩嘅啫。咁嗰啲你嘅敵人隨時會翻嚟嘅，我哋點可以幫你咧？我哋唔會幫你。
They're saying there's no way, Gideon. There's no way you're going to succeed.You know what they're saying? They're getting, you're not smart enough. You're not strong enough to finish the job.
他说你是就是这么多的，你不可以再打下去了。
And what happens in the story? You remember? Gideon loses face. Hurt pride. He seeks revenge.
跟住點咧？基甸就覺得無面啦。跟住點樣咧？佢被人羞辱，咁佢要揾機會報仇。
And you know, it's so disturbing to read in this historical narrative. He tortures, he kills those men in Succoth, the leaders of Peniel. He kills them. And that's just kill them. He tortures them. Again, the term there is a term to winnow grain, tear apart. He tears them apart.
咁跟住基甸做乜嘢咧？基甸唔单止系杀咗佢哋苏国同埋比路伊勒嘅人，佢更加系要去虐待佢哋，去虐待佢哋致死。
Israel, God's people, declining spiritually.
神嘅子民以色列人喺属灵上边一路去走下坡，一路去腐败落去。
Gideon, the deliverer, the judge, the military leader of Israel, is on a downward spiral spiritually.
基甸佢作为以色列人嘅领袖，呢、这个军事嘅领袖，佢属灵生命上边亦都系一路嘅走下坡。
And that's not even the worst of it, because again, we don't have time. I only have 30 minutes or so in the message. Judges 9, Abimelech, Gideon's son. And by the way, son from a concubine, again, downward spiral, becomes ruler of Israel, and he's a spiritual disaster. As you read Judges 9, what a collapse.
这个也不是最坏，最坏的就是基甸他一个妾室所生的儿子亚比米勒，他其后他成为一个以色列人的领袖，更加是带领以色列人去向下走下坡。
So I invite you to explore with me why? Why is that so? Why the decline? Why the lack of trust? Why? What's the cause of all of it?
我哋让我哋一齐去睇下究竟呢啲事情点解会发生？点解佢哋树林上面一路向下沉？点解一路腐败落去？有咩事引起咁嘅嘢
？Answers in our text, Judges 8 verse 22.
个答案就喺第八章三十二节。
It says there, then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you and your son." And your grandson also, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian.
佢就叫基甸你同埋你嘅仔、你嘅儿孙都要去管理我哋，因为你系你去拯救我哋。
Here's the answer: the people of God want an earthly king rather than be directly ruled by God.
那個原因就是說神的子民他們寧願有立他們自己的王去管理他們，他們不要神去管理他們。
Do you see what the Israelites want? They want security, stability, stable nation, king, earthly king, that's what we need.
以色列人想要什麼呢？他們想要一個穩定的社會、穩定的國家，他們以為他們想要的就是只是一個王。
Wouldn't it be better than this judge, deliverer, savior thing that God is using?
佢話：咁我哋立嗰、那個嗰、那個士師嚟做我哋嘅領袖咪
？Do you see what's happening here? Slap in the face to God, God's people slapping.
呢個就好似向神嘅一個羞辱，好似喺神嘅面前刮佢一巴掌一樣。
They're saying, God, you're the problem. It's this form of government that you've instituted for your people. That's the problem, not our disobedience. You're the problem.
他们说什么呢？他们说神你就是那个问题的所在，因为你立了这个我们的国好像一个这样的政府，他们不是很行得通。
You see the downward spiral? The Israelites refuse to admit their faithlessness. Refuse to. Blind to it.
以色列人不愿意承认他们冇信心，对神冇信心，唔承认佢哋嘅盲目。
They don't admit their wrongdoing against a caring and loving and patient
God. 佢哋唔承认向神向呢、这个满有忍耐、满有慈悲人慈爱嘅神所做嘅一啲错嘅事。
The bottom line is this: they don't want to live dependent lives. They don't want to live dependent on God.
他们不想过着一个依靠神的生活。
They want to be in control. They want the benefit, the well-being of knowing God, But they want to be in control. They want to call the shots.
他们想那个控制权在他们自己的手里面，他们想自己话事。
I hate to say it. They're not any different than us.
但他们跟我们其实没什么分别。
They want control. They want the government to be like what they want over them.
他们想成立，即是有他们自己的政府，自己的统治的方法。
They don't want to live by faith.
他们不想凭着信心生活。
God calling judge after judge after judge, deliverer after deliverer after deliverer. They don't want that.
他们不想等神去一次又一次去呼召这些事之来去拯救他们。
Stable kingship, security for the nation and individuals in that nation. That's what we want.
他们想有一个王去统治他们，一个稳定的国家，一个独立的国家。
And with a king, there'd be no need to wait for God's choice of a savior.
因为有一个王在这里的时候，他们就不需要再等候神去呼召一个士师来去拯救他们。
So, verse 22 spells out the desire of the kingship asking Gideon to be king is another effort of a whole line of efforts at self-salvation.
这个就是第22节所讲的，他们要求王，要求有自己的王，这件事情就是说他们想有自己的拯救。
Forget about God's grace.
我们不用想神的恩典了。
Forget about being dependent on God. We don't need him.
我们不再需要神，不再需要依靠这个神。
Israel wants to take matters in their own hands. Our wisdom, we know better.
以色列人想有他们自己揸晒主意，因为他们认为他们知道得更多。
And you see what happens next in the narrative?
那跟着有什么事发生呢？
Gideon does likewise.
Gideon 也做同样的事。
He has the spiritual wherewithal to refuse kingship.
他没错，很明智的，他拒绝了 做他们的王。
But did you notice what he asked for?
但是他 要求什么呢？对以色列人。
In the text, he asked for financial reward for the deliverance, the booty. You know, the when you defeat the enemy,You get their goods, right? But God says don't do that in the Old Testament.
咁基甸要求啲乜嘢？要求有一啲嘅奖赏喺打败敌人所收取翻嚟嘅。但喺旧约圣经里边，神话你千祈唔好要呢啲嘢。
And get this, he makes his own ephod. That's, you know, the high priest wore the ephod in the tabernacle. He makes his own.
跟住佢做乜嘢咧？佢做咗自己嘅一个以弗德，就系大祭司喺圣殿里边所穿戴嘅以弗德。
If you're not familiar with the Old Testament, tabernacle is where God dwells. See, God chooses where He dwells in the Old Testament. I choose to dwell in the tabernacle, not in a copy that Gideon uses.
咁你认识旧约嘅时候，你知道圣殿系神所临在嘅地方，唔系话基甸佢自己做一个以弗德，神就会喺嗰度。
The ephod, according to scholars, they tell us that it was used for discovering God's will in times of crisis.
以弗德用嚟做咩咧？就系话喺危机嘅时候，就系要去睇下神嘅旨意系乜嘢。
And so, you know what Gideon's doing? He's saying, "Come to me. I'm like God. Discover God's will through me."
以色列基甸所做嘅就系乜嘢咧？就系话我就系神啦，你嚟我嗰度，咁我讲你听神嘅旨意系乜嘢。
And I don't know if you noticed in the portion we read that Gideon, at the end of his life, he's building his own household, not God's. He's what, 70 sons, it says. And then he's kind of like acting like a king, even though he refuses kingship. He has a concubine, a harem. He's living for himself, building his own family, not God's kingdom.
基甸就喺度建立紧自己嘅家庭。你睇经文里边，佢有70个仔，有好多嘅妃嫔，有好似自己有一个王，过咗一个王咁嘅生活。咁佢建立紧嘅唔系神嘅国度，系佢自己嘅家族。
He wants control. I'm God. My life. Forget about listening to God.
佢想有自己过自己嘅生活，佢唔想去再听神，唔想去再依靠神。
A sad story, isn't it?
一个悲伤的故事。
You know why? We hate to be dependent. You know that. You're a human being. We hate to be dependent.
我哋作为人，我哋都好唔中意去去依靠其他人。
We don't want the God of the Bible. That's why we just pick and choose.
我哋唔想有圣经所讲嗰个神，所以我哋喺呢度拣啲，嗰度拣啲。
You know, the Bible clearly states to us, God is a consuming fire. Do you hear much about that in church? God is a consuming fire.
圣经里边描述神系一个烈火，这个烈火你有冇听过咧？其实
，You know, we don't like that, so we don't mention it.
因为我哋唔中意，所以我哋唔会提出嚟。
We pick and choose.
我哋拣一啲
what we want to believe.
拣一啲想信嘅嘢，我哋就信。
That's what the liberal religious types do. God's just love. Do what you want. You know, it's not unloving to not let you do what you want. So.Do what you want.
呢啲就系嗰啲所谓自由派嘅人，佢哋所相信嘅就系佢哋只系相信一个满有慈爱嘅神，咁佢哋净系信嗰样嘢。
And then the religious types, the conservative, they paint a conservative God. They say you've got to do this. Then God owes you. Go through the system. Do this. Obey this. Be self-righteous, and then God owes you heaven.
咁喺宗教上面保守嗰啲人咧，咁佢哋话咩咧？你要做呢啲，做呢啲，做呢啲，咁神咧就会帮你啦。神因为神系欠咗你嘅，你做呢啲，你就系一个公义嘅人。神系欠咗你，神就会帮你。
See that also distorts the real God of the Bible。
呢个亦都扭曲咗圣经所描述呢个真神系点样。
You see, it's all about control. The liberals want control. The conservatives want control. Everybody wants control.
因为每一个人都想有他自己的控制权。
But no one wants to embrace the real God of the Bible.
但没人想相信那个在圣经里面所描述的那个神。
Because God doesn't owe you heaven. You owe God. Because all that you are, including your faith, is from Him.
神没欠了那个天堂。冇欠你嗰个天堂，你所欠嘅就系你欠咗神嘅，因为你所有嘅嘢，关注包括咗你自己嘅信心，都系由神所俾你。
In fact, the whole storyline of the Bible is about God's grace for His people. Period.
因为成本圣经所讲嘅就系话神对于佢嘅子民所俾嘅恩典。
But we don't like that.
但系我哋又唔中意。
And we don't embrace that.
我哋唔想相信。
And it shows in our living.
呢位喺我哋嘅生活里边都表示咗出嚟。
And the reason is simple. We want control.
个理由好简单，因为我哋想自己有自己控制权。
You see, everything serves as an idol. Idols are theme throughout the Bible. You can't get around it. It's a theme weave throughout the Bible.
因为所有嘢发生就系由呢个偶像开始，呢个偶像呢个主题喺圣经里边。
And apart from the Holy Spirit of God, you and I are enslaved to something.
因为冇圣灵嘅时候，你同我都系对于某一啲嘢，我哋做咗奴隶。
And the problem with that is this: you're a human being. You worship the created things; it dehumanizes you. You become less of a human being.
因为咁事情系乜嘢咧？就系话你被神所造，你去。敬拜一啲受造之物嘅时候，你就会将你嘅人嘅角色越嚟越贬低。
And this is dangerous. You know why? Because the Bible clearly teaches you become hard. Your heart becomes hard. You're blind to see the truth.
呢个好危险嘅圣经就系讲俾我哋听，我哋嘅心会变得越嚟越光硬，我哋就唔再睇到呢个真理。
Again, it's weaved throughout the Bible. Clearly stated in Romans chapter 1.
在整本圣经都看出来，是在罗马书第一章。
Sin blinds you, hardens your heart.
罪使到你麻木，使到你的心光硬。
And God, through the Apostle Paul, states clearly, Romans 1:25, that you will serve what you worship.
在圣经里面，在罗马书第一章25节，保罗也说出来，你会服侍那个你所敬拜的人。
That means you have to have it. I gotta have it.I have to have my needs met. I have to have it.
所以你就会想话，我一定要我所想要嘅嘢，我嘅需要我一定要做。
That's why the Bible calls it enslavement. Idolatry, sin is enslavement.
所以圣经讲罪是一个使到我们成为奴隶。
You're driven. You must have it, or you go berserk.
你就被驱使话你一定要得到嗰啲嘢，如果唔系你就会癫晒。
You know what the Bible calls idolatry? Spiritual addiction. Addiction.
呢个圣经所讲嘅偶像崇拜，佢讲嘅就系话我哋喺宿命上边，我哋好似上咗瘾一样。
When you're addicted, you're in denial. You are in denial when you're addicted. Don't you realize that?
当你上咗瘾嘅时候，你就否定其他嘅嘢。
You know, ask the alcoholic. I can handle a drink. Give it to me. What's the matter with you? Give me the drink. I can handle it. Denial. Denial.
你问下一个酗酒嘅人，佢会话：你俾杯酒我啦，我自己搞得掂，我可以处理到嘅。
The word Paul uses a strong Greek word. It's epithymia. It means over desire.
保罗所讲嘅用一个字眼就系话佢嘅渴求私欲，佢已经系好高涨。
And Romans 1 clearly states all our hearts are dark.
罗马书第一章亦都讲到所有嘅人嘅心都系黑暗嘅。
Okay, you're a human being. Your heart is dark. That's what it says, Romans 1.
你系人，你嘅心就系黑暗。
And you know, unfortunately, if you have a King James version or you know the Chinese Bible you have is based on a King James version, it's a poor translation today. When that word epithymia, over desire, comes up anytime idolatry is talked about in the Bible, it's a poor translation because it uses the word lust. Lust today, 21st century Western world, you think of the sexual lust. It's not just talking about sexual lust.
咁喺我哋嘅中文圣经由英文音定本翻译出嚟嘅时候，嗰用嗰个字眼，嗰个用咗嗰个私欲嗰个字。咁但系情欲或者私欲嗰个字，咁但系我哋二十一世纪呢个社会嘅时候，我哋谂到呢个字嘅时候，我哋就谂到嗰、那个性方面嗰、那个私欲。咁但系呢圣经所讲嘅系唔单止性方面呢个问题。
Epithymia means overdose for anything。
圣经所讲嘅 epithymia 呢个字咧，就系话你将任何嘅嘢，当你系高过咗你应该所得嘅时候，你就系嗰、那个性欲。
And if you get in the way of someone addicted, watch out. If you get in the way of someone who's addicted to something they want, watch out.
如果你系有啲嘢你系真系想要，因为真系好似上咗瘾嘅时候，你要小心。
Because what follows paralyzing, debilitating guilt, bitterness, anger.
跟住落嚟有咩嘢咧？就系话。你唔能够做啲乜嘢，你跟住有苦毒，有好大嘅罪疚感，有愤怒。
You know, if you are living your life with your family, or your lover, or your career, they can't die for your sins.
如果你系为住你所爱嘅人、你嘅家庭、你嘅工作去活嘅时候，佢哋唔能够为你嘅罪而死。
That's why all these judges, these deliverers, these saviors and judges, the book.Point to your need for the Savior, Jesus.
所以咧喺士师记所讲一个又一个嘅士师，佢哋全部都系指向最终嗰个拯救者耶稣基督。
You see, without the shedding of blood, says the Bible, there's no remission of sin.
因为圣经所讲话，如果罪唔流出嚟嘅时候，血唔流出嚟嘅时候，罪唔能够被赦。
You try telling your friend that today.
你今日同你嘅朋友咁样讲嘅时候，会点
？You know what their response is? How archaic, bloody.Blood stuff.
哇！你做乜讲啲血淋淋嘅嘢咁恐怖
？That's why none of us really want the real God, because God says shedding blood, no shedding blood, no remission of sin.
所以点解我哋唔想要神咧？就系因为神讲话，如果罪血唔流出嚟嘅时候，罪唔会得到赦免。
And that's our problem. We don't want the real God.
我哋嘅问题就系我唔想要呢个真嘅神。
But the problem is, we need the real God of the Bible.
但系我哋事实上系需要圣经所讲呢个真神。
A good example of this is, thank you for reminding me. is Galatians, you know, is Galatians 2:14.
喺加拉太书第二章十四节。
Peter.Believes the gospel.
彼得去相信呢个福音。
And Peter believes it's he's saved by sheer grace, right? He believes that.
彼得相信佢係被神嘅恩典去拯救。
And if you believe that, you know that no Christian is better than another.
如果你相信嘅時候，你知道冇其他嘢比你更好。
So how come Peter, who knows that, refuses to eat with Gentile Christians?
如果咁嘅時候，點解彼得當時佢拒絕同外邦人一齊去食飯咧？外邦人嘅信徒一齊食飯。
Right, he's instructed to, and he recoils. He recoils at that command.
佢神已經講咗，耶穌已經講咗佢聽，其他嘅人同以色列人一樣嘅啫。咁但係佢都唔願意同外邦信徒食飯。
Because he's been trained all his life to believe that pagan Gentiles were unclean, morally inferior to Jews.
因为他一路由细到大的所受的教导就是说外邦人是不洁净的，他们在道德上面比以色列人更加差。
And how does God, through the Apostle Paul, help Peter?
那神怎样藉着使徒保罗去帮助彼得呢？
He says in Galatians 2:14, you're not walking in line with the gospel.
彼得保罗彼得讲话，你所行的不是按着圣经的真理而行。
And what he means by that is this. Peter, you know in your head, you're saved by sheer grace, the grace of God, yet it hasn't seeped down into your heart, the core of your being.
保罗跟彼得讲话，你没错，你是相信你要是藉着神的恩典是被拯救，但是你没真正的是真的相信你，你的心里面没真正相信。
You're operating differently than what your mind says and your mouth says.
因为你所行出来的和你心里面所讲口里面所讲的不一致。
And it's the same in Gideon's case.
就像基甸的例子一样。
You see, Gideon has enough sense to say, I'm going to reject kingship because that's self-salvation. That's dangerous.
我们看到基甸他拒绝了成为以色列人的王，因为他知道这个就好像是自己去自己拯救，这个是不对。
But he falls into idolatry anyway.And he kind of acts like the king, even though he refused officially to be the king.
但之后他也都是跌入了这个偶像崇拜这个陷阱，同埋他的过的生活就好像一个皇帝一样，没什么分别。
You can be strong in faith in certain areas of life, like you're a generous person, generous with your money, generous with your time, and those are good.
好可能在你生命上面有些生活的某些方面你信心很大，譬如你是一个很慷慨的人，他愿意去侍奉的人。
But at the same time, you can be weak in faith, harboring bitterness against somebody who wronged you.
但同样的，可能你对于那些得罪你的人，你会有很多的苦毒，你不能够去饶恕他们。
You see, you still up here believe you're saved by sheer grace, the grace of God, but it hasn't really seeped down.
在你头脑上面，你没错，你是相信你被神的恩典去拯救，但是这个真理没有入到你的心里面。
And we try to rationalize it. We say the emotional pain is too much. I can't handle it.
我们尝试去合理化这件事，就是说啊，我心灵的创伤太大了，我不能够去
And we continue to go on and say, I believe, yet I don't believe.
跟着你所讲的就是我相信，但其实我不相信。
Because if you truly believe,And God's love and forgiveness for you, and know the depth of who you are and what your sin is. How can you not forgive anyone else?
因为如果你真心系相信你被神嘅恩典嘅拯救，你睇到你嘅罪系几咁大嘅时候，你冇可能唔去饶恕其他人。
You know what that copy of the ephod, the priest's breastplate that Gideon uses? You know what it points to?
你知唔知嗰、那个基甸所做的那个以弗德其实是以弗德是什么来的？
That's a very good thing in and of itself. Because God said, that's in the tabernacle, the priest should wear that. That's a good thing in and of itself.
没错，以弗德是好的，因为神是叫那个大祭司他们要去佩戴这件事。
Just like God wants you to have friends. God wants you to have family. He wants to have a good, solid family. He wants you to use your gifts in your vocation, in your career. He wants that.
冇错，神亦都想你有家庭、有朋友，想用你嘅恩赐喺你嘅工作、喺你嘅各样方面。
But you can make those good things into ultimate things.
但系你都可以使到呢啲咁好嘅嘢成为咗你自己最想要嘅嘢。
Because you control God.
因为你想去控制神。
You want to put him in a position where you say, God, you owe me.
因为你将神摆喺一个位置，你去向神讲话，神，你欠咗我呢啲。
Where the truth is, all that you have, all that you are, including your faith, is from God. You owe God. You owe God your life.
但事实上乜嘢呢？就是说你生命上面你所有嘅嘢，你自己嘅生命，你自己嘅信心，信仰上嘅信心，都是由神而嚟嘅。
You cannot refuse what he says. Go and make disciples of all nations. You cannot refuse him. You can't.
所以神叫你去使万民作佢嘅门徒嘅时候，你唔能够拒绝。
This is a very important story, Gideon's story, because, you know, even if you can go into ministry to try to save your soul, and you're using ministry or even your service somehow to distort the gospel.
因为有好多时你可能去用你所侍奉嘅地方所做嘅嘢去想去拯救自己，你去将呢个福音去扭曲咗。
So this is very deadly. So how do we know that we fall into this trap?
咁我哋點知道我哋有冇跌入呢個陷阱呢？
Give you a couple suggestions, then we're done.
咁我有幾個建議俾大家。
How's your prayer life?
你嘅祈禱嘅生命係點樣？
Seriously, how's your prayer life?
你祈禱嘅生命係點樣？
Is it so hard for you to pray even 15 minutes a day? Because if it is, you're in trouble.
對於你嚟講，要喺每一日裏面花15分鐘祈禱，係咪一件好難嘅事呢？如果係嘅時候，你係有問題啦。
You could be serving God full time and do it for the wrong reasons.
你可能全時間去服侍神，但係你嗰個目的係錯嘅。
Do you desire to meet with God? You got to ask yourself that tough question.
你要問自己，你有冇渴求去迎見神呢？
Do you want to bask?In his presence.
你想唔想喺佢嘅同在里边去享受佢咧？
Do you want to draw near him just because of who he is? Not what you get from him.
你有冇想因为佢系边一个而去亲近佢，并唔系话因为你想喺佢里边得到乜嘢而去亲近佢？
Those are very practical questions you and I need to ask.
呢啲系好实在嘅问题，你同我都要去回答。
To determine whether you really, really get.
以致你可以知道你究竟是不是真的明白去相信这个福音。
Of course, you're going to have your dry times. Of course, the Bible spells that out. You're going to have your spiritual dry times.
没错，你在属灵上可能有低潮的时间。
You're going to have the time to say, why bother to pray?
有些时间你可能说，哎，祈祷来做什么都没用的。
But after a time, a short time, if that doesn't bother you, you don't get the gospel.
就是过了之后你应该会继续去再去愿意去享受去祈祷。
Gideon is frightened. He's a reluctant trooper of the living God.
这个基甸他不愿意去神那里，他不愿意相信神。
And at the end of his life, Gideon builds an empire for himself.
而最后基甸是建立了自己的一个国。
Pursuing advantages for his own family.
去为到佢自己家人去向人去报仇。
Rather than for the glory of God.
并唔系为咗神嘅荣耀。
And he no longer goes to God for assurance.
佢唔再去神嗰度。
Because he's quite sure of himself that he can handle life.
因为佢认为自己掌管住佢自己生命。
That's dangerous. Spiritually dangerous.You are walking on spiritually dangerous ground if you're doing that.
如果你都是这样做的时候，你是很危险。在属灵上面，你行在一个很危险的地方。
And in times of prosperity, those are the times of greatest temptation. Just in the case of Gideon.
在物质丰富的时代，也都是一个很危险的时代，就好像基甸当时一样。
You know, in times of adversity, you run to God, right? Because if the plane's going down,You got no choice. The plane is going down. You're in the plane. It's going down. Even the atheist prays.
因为当你喺啲困难嘅时候，你就会走去神嗰度，就好似搭紧架飞机一路跌紧落去嘅时候，点样呢？你唯有系祈祷。
But you're an A student, or you're very successful in something, some endeavor, including family. Watch out. Prosperity.Are times for you could be far, far away from the living God.
但如果你喺你係好好成功嘅人，無論任何方面，包括你家庭上面，你好成功嘅人，你就要小心留意啦。因為喺順境嘅時候係最危險嘅時候。
My friends, idols are very subtle, very subtle.
偶像係好唔係咁容易俾我哋察覺到。
Good things in and of themselves, but made the best things.
好嘅嘢並唔係真係最好嘅。
And they run the gamut. They're personal, they're emotional, they're social, they're cultural.
咁佢哋可能係喺文化上、喺社會上、喺社交上邊都有。
And the storyline of the Bible is the struggle of God's people between true faith and idolatry.
聖經上邊嗰個故事就係喺神嘅子民喺真正嘅信心同埋喺偶像崇拜之間去掙扎。
You see, it's clear in Romans 1, you will worship either the uncreated God or something of the created world.
罗马书第一章已经讲咗你听，你一系就去敬拜嗰个真神，一系就敬拜嗰啲受造之物。
In other words, there's no possibility of anything in the middle.
因为冇嘢喺中间嘅。
You can't worship nothing.
你冇可能唔敬拜某一啲嘢。
You will worship something.
你会去敬拜一啲嘢。
Whatever we worship, we serve.
我哋所敬拜嘅，我哋就会服侍。
And therefore, every human personality, every human community, every human thought form is going to be based on your ultimate concern.
所以每一个人所做嘅就系建基于佢所关心嘅嘢。
Today, you are pledging your allegiance to something.
今日你系向某一啲嘢，你系追求嗰啲嘢。
It's either the true God.Or an idol.
一系就系嗰个真神，一系就系嗰个偶像。
Jesus warned, "Your father, the devil, was a murderer from the beginning." This is John 8:44-45, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, hear these words, you do not.
是约翰福音第八章四十四节里面耶稣这样说，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行，他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父，我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
Will you ask God todayTo show you His grace, ask Him.
你会唔会今日求神去将佢嘅恩典去显示俾你睇
？Plead with the living God, show me Your grace.
你求神俾神将神神会将佢嘅恩典俾你睇到。
Jesus came to save sinners. He's the ultimate deliverer, the one that all these judges point to.
耶稣基督佢呢个最终极嘅拯救者，所有士师所指向嘅呢一位嚟到去拯救人。
All these imperfect deliverers.Including Gideon, they point to the perfect one, the Savior.
呢啲咁多唔完美嘅事师，佢哋全部所指向嘅都系耶稣基督。
The one who completely obeys every dot and tittle of God's word for you.
嗰位完全顺服于神嘅话语嘅，系为咗你而顺服神。
The one who takes his people's place on the cursed cross.
嗰位喺十架上边代替。他所揀選的人去死的。
That's what deliverer means. He delivers you from sin, from death, from hell.
这个拯救者就是这样的意思，他从这个罪，从这个死亡，从这个地狱里面将你拯救出来。
That's why we sing Hallelujah chorus at Christmas time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does that mean?
所以我们会唱歌，我们唱 Hallelujah 是什么意思呢？
Do you know him?
你認唔認識佢咧
？Ask me then. If you don't, I'll be happy to sit down with you, talk with you concerning the gospel.
如果你唔認識佢嘅時候，我好樂意嘅同你去傾談。我想將呢個福音講俾你。
Ask Pastor Thomas. Ask a Christian here. Sit down with them. Explain the story of grace to you.
你可以問下文牧師，問下在座嘅基督徒。 去叫他们将这个福音的故事告诉他们。
Do it now. Don't wait.
不要去等候，不要去等待。
What are you waiting for?
你等着什么呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Thank you so much, Father, for your word and the story of Gideon.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，感谢基甸的故事。
It is amazing that Gideon is in the canon of heroes in Hebrews chapter 11.
我都好讶异话，在希伯来书里面，我们看到基甸是一个英雄。
I think that should prick our hearts to realize it's all God's grace.
我们应该知道这些都是神的恩典。
And if he can use a flawed individual like Gideon,
如果他可以用一个有瑕疵的人，好像基甸的人一样的时候，
he can use people like us.
神也都可以用我们这班人，
in a very great way.
用在很大的地方，
for his kingdom and his glory.
为着他的国度，为着他的荣耀。
Help us to realize that.
帮我们去看到这件事。
We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祈求。